It is important that you have checked with your doctor and or midwife before practicing yoga. For the first session, you will need a firm cushion to sit on and a firm pillow as well. You will also need a small stool. Take yourself into a comfortable seated position, sitting on your cushion, the back against the wall, using your pillow for support. Be sure to have your pillow lengthways. Be aware that the base of your spine is against your pillow, the spine rising, the shoulders dropping, the chest open, the chin loose, the head in a comfortable position, the chin not too high and not too low, and your breath gentle but steady and even. Have the knees apart. You can have the legs straight with the knees soft. You can have the soles of your feet together. Just be comfortable. The spine is long, the chest is open, the chin is loose. And just breathe out through the mouth. And then just begin to breathe in through the nose and out through the nose. And your breath is slow and steady and even. And by breathing fully, you are giving your baby oxygen. And during pregnancy, your baby receives all his or her oxygen and other requirements through the placenta and from your blood. Waste products no longer needed by the baby are passed out through your circulation. Smooth, easy breathing helps release stresses and tensions and brings about a sense of stillness. This is the type of breathing to practice on a daily basis to help alleviate stresses and tensions. It's the type of breathing to practice in labour, between contractions, even if you only have 30 seconds. And it's the type of breathing to practice when your baby's here. Having a baby's wonderful, but stressful at times. Just in through the nose and out through the nose. And be aware of your baby, safe, comfortable, secure inside. And then take your awareness to your neck. And the next time you breathe out, take your head to look over one of your shoulders. And breathing gently, holding your head there, just being aware of your neck and how your neck feels. Breathing in as you come back to center. Breathing out as you go to the other side. Just holding for the same length of time. Just breathing gently. Breathe in as you come back to center. And stretch the front of the neck from the collarbones to the tip of the chin. Just enough to feel that stretch, not enough to feel the weight of the head. And slowly release. And take the chin towards the chest, letting go of the muscles of the back of the neck. And slowly bring your head back to center. And the next time you breathe in, take both arms up and over your head. And as you breathe out, the arms come down. Just working in your own time, inhaling as you take your arms up. Exhaling as your arms come down. And the next time you bring your arms down, I'd like you to sigh your breath out. Breathing in as your arms come up. Sighing your breath out as you bring your arms down. Just keep it going. And this is what we need in labour. Breath, movement, contraction, working together. And just let the next one be the last. And then take the soles of your feet together and have the knees apart. And this is called the butterfly. Be sure that you are comfortable in this position. Have the feet at the point which is suitable for you. And just begin to breathe in through the nose and sigh your breath out right down to the perineum. Just in through the nose and sigh your breath out. And be aware of this whole concept of opening up and letting go. Some women find this posture useful in the early stages of labour. It is a very good posture to practice when you're pregnant. Do get used to sitting on the floor with your back against the sofa. Use your pillow for support in this position. This posture loosens the pelvis. It widens the front of the pelvic inlet. It relaxes and tones the buttock muscles, the pelvic floor and the uterus. It improves the circulation to the lower half of the body. It works on the inner thighs. It increases the flexibility of the knee and the hip joints. And by spreading the knees, you are working at opening the pubic joint and subpubic arch and the tips of the buttock bones. Just in through the nose and sighing your breath out. And then just stretch your legs apart. And you can either work with the knees straight or the knees bent or just soft. Whichever is comfortable for you. If you like, you can have a pillow or cushion under each knee. This is the inner thigh stretch. And this time, as you breathe in, take both arms up and over your head. And as you breathe out, sigh your breath out, taking your arms all the way down. And get a slow, steady rhythm. In through the nose and sighing your breath out. All the way down to the perineum. Breath, movement, contraction, working together. Just working in your own time. And this posture, the inner thigh stretch, is another one which is good to practice when you're pregnant, sitting on the floor, your back against the sofa, your pillow for support. And we are using all the muscles that we need for labour with this and the last posture. That's the inner thighs, the quadriceps, the buttock muscles, the lower back, the abdominal area, and the whole of the pelvic area. And again, like the last posture, some women find this one useful in the early stages of labour. Just in through the nose and sighing your breath out. Let your next one be your last. And we're going to go into the all fours position, posture called the cat. So if you can take yourself into the all fours position, have your stool in front of your hands, have your hands on the floor, shoulder width apart. Take yourself into a kneeling position, and I recommend supporting your knees by resting on your pillow. And be sure that the back is parallel to the floor. And as you breathe in, open the chest, looking up just enough to stretch the front of the neck. And as you breathe out, you round the back just like a cat does. And just get a slow, steady rhythm. Inhaling as you open the chest. Looking up just a little. Exhale as you round the back. Just working in your own time. If you like, on the exhalation, you can contract the muscles of the pelvic floor. This is a very good movement for the back, the neck, the shoulders, the abdominal area. Just in through the nose as you open the chest, looking up. Exhale as you round your back. And we're breathing in through the nose and out through the nose. And let your next one be your last. Still in the all four position. And we're going to practice some movements for labour. So this is where you may want your stool. You might want to work with your hands on the floor, or you might want to put your forearms on the stool because your wrists will get a little tired. So what we're going to do, we're going to breathe in as we take the body forward and sigh the breath out as you go back. Get a slow, steady rhythm. Inhaling as you go forward. Exhale as you go back. Just working in your own time. Breath, movement, contraction, working together. And let the next one be your last. Just coming back to your all fours position. And this time we're going to take the hips from side to side. So as you sigh your breath out, you take your hips to one side. Breathe in, come back to center. Sigh in your breath out as you go to the other side. Just working in your own time. Exhale as you go to one side. Inhale as you come back to center. Exhale, sigh in your breath out as you go to the other side. Keep it going. Breath, movement, contraction, working together. And remember, you don't know what will be useful in labour until the day comes. So you want a wide assortment of postures up your sleeve that you can work with. And then coming back onto all fours, your starting position. And this time we're going to rotate the hips all the way round to one direction and all the way round to the other direction. So sigh in your breath out as you take your hips round. And sigh in your breath out as you take your hips in the other direction. So breathe in and go all the way round. Just keep it going. Breath, movement, contraction, working together. Just working in your own time. and let your next one be your last. And then if you just fold your arms on the floor and place your head on your arms, the buttocks in the air. This posture is useful as a counterpose for the cat. It's also useful in labour if it is going too quickly. In this position, it tips the weight of the baby's head off the cervix, so slows labour down. It's useful if you have an anterior lip. It's useful if you get to the point where you feel you're ready to push, but you're only 9 centimetres and you need to wait for that other centimetre. Do not practice if you have high blood pressure, and if you have low blood pressure, it might not be comfortable. Some women experience some dizziness. And then push yourself up to a seated position, not sitting against the wall. And we're going to work with the soles of the feet together and the knees apart. We're going to work in the butterfly again. But do get used just to sitting upright, because we have done an inverted posture just now. The heart has been higher than the head. So we're going to practice a twist. The feet together, the knees apart. Place both hands on your knees, palms face down. And we're going to breathe in and out through the nose for this posture. So breathe in and lift your left arm up so it's level with the shoulder and it's in front of you. And then as you breathe out, follow your hand round, going round to the back. Only go as far as is comfortable, looking at your hand. Breathe in as you come back to centre. Breathe out as you lower your arm down, palm face down, changing sides. Breathing in, lift your right arm up, level with your shoulder. Breathe out as you go round to the back, looking at your hand. Breathe in as you come back to center. Breathe out as you lower your arm down. And we'll repeat once more each side. Breathing in, lifting your arm up. Breathing out as you go round to the back. Breathe in as you come back to centre. Breathe out and lower your arm down. Changing sides. Breathe in, lifting your right arm up, level with your shoulder. Breathe out as you go round to the back, looking at your hand. Breathe in as you come back to centre. Breathe out as you lower your arm down. And twists are really good postures for the spine. If you want to bend the knees and round the back to release the back, then do so. And sitting tall again, back against the wall now, sitting on your cushion with your pillow for support, and just be in a comfortable seated position. Have your knees apart. Just find a position that suits you. And just place your hands on your tummy. And just breathe out through the mouth. And just breathe in through the nose, right down to your tummy, right down to your baby. And sigh your breath out. Just get a slow, steady rhythm. Just in through the nose and sigh your breath out. Your breath is slow and steady and even. Just in through the nose and sighing your breath out. And then place your hands on your rib cage, fingers to the front, thumbs to the back, the hands are just underneath the bust. And just breathe in through the nose and sigh your breath out. Your breath is not deep, it's not shallow, and you still have control over your breath. And be aware that this is your birth, your baby, your labour. Every birth a one-off creative experience. And if your birth doesn't go to plan, if you need forceps, ventouse, emergency caesarean, if you lose control, you can regain it by working with your breath. Your breath will hold you in good stead. This is your birth, your baby, your labour. And see your contractions coming like the waves of the sea. They come into shore and they leave. Each contraction will end. Each contraction will end. And then place your hands on your collarbones. And just begin to breathe in through the nose and sigh your breath out. And your breath is shallow and you still have control over your breath. You have control. This is your birth, your baby, your labour. And be aware of the sympathetic relationship between the mouth and the vagina. Be aware of this whole concept of opening up and letting go. Your breath is shallow and you have control. And just begin to blow as if there's hot soup in front of you. And this is the type of breathing to practice when contractions are intense. It's also the type of breathing to practice in the second stage of labour. You may have an overwhelming urge to push your baby out. You may want to breathe and push. You may want to breathe your baby out. You have control. Your birth, your baby, your labour. And then place your hands wherever is comfortable. And let your breath take a natural rhythm for you. In labour, we're not going to work with the breath like this. The breath is going to be free, flowing and comfortable. We work with the breath like this in pregnancy so that you get used to using the whole of your lungs. Your breath is slow and steady and even. This concludes the first session. Work with your breath for as long as is comfortable for you. For this set of movements, you will need a strong chair. We're going to start in the standing position, the mountain pose. So have your feet apart and parallel, your weight evenly distributed between both feet. Spread the toes, raise the arches, be aware of the heel and ball of each foot, and let your weight go slightly towards your heels. Be aware of your ankles and calves, your knees and thighs. The knees are soft, the thighs are strong, the tailbone tucked under, the tummy muscles gently toned. And don't let the top part of your body sink into the bottom half. And as the spine rises, the shoulders drop, the chest is open, the chin is loose. The head is in a comfortable position, the chin not too high and not too low. And your breath is gentle but steady and even. This is the mountain pose, a pose to stand in and be tall and strong and powerful. And be aware of your inner strength as well as your inner vulnerabilities. To be really strong, we need to be aware of our vulnerabilities. This is your bus stop pose. Your pose when you're waiting for the green man at the traffic lights. Your pose when you're in the queue at the supermarket, the post office, the bank. Your pose when you're talking to a friend. You are tall. You are strong. You are powerful. Breathe in as you take both arms up and over your head, clasping your hands together. And the next time you breathe in, take your palms up to the ceiling. Breathe gently in this position. Do not hold the breath in or out. And some women find this position useful for heartburn because it lifts the rib cage. But be sure not to overstretch. And on the exhalation, bring your arms down. And the next time you breathe in, just take both arms up and over your head and sigh your breath out as you bring your arms down. Just working in your own time, breathing in as you take your arms up and sighing your breath out as you bring your arms down. Breath, movement, contraction, working together. Let your next one be your last. We're going to practice the pelvic tilt. So have the feet slightly apart, have the knees soft, and you can place your hands on your hips or one hand on your tummy and the other hand on your lower back. And what we're going to do, we're going to breathe in as you take the tailbone back and breathe out as you tilt the pelvis forward. Inhale as you take your tailbone back. Exhale as you tilt the pelvis forward. Get a slow, steady rhythm. This posture works on all the muscles that we need for labour, and it's also a really good movement for the back, and it's good for optimal fetal positioning. If you like, on the exhalation, you can contract the muscles of the pelvic floor. Be sure you're comfortable with this position and only take the tailbone back just a little. Let the next one be your last. And come back to the mountain pose. We're going to practice a posture called the triangle. So as you breathe in, stretch the feet apart. They need to be parallel. And take the arms out from the shoulders, parallel to the floor. And as you breathe out, you bend forwards and place your right hand on your right leg. Bend the right knee. Stretch the left arm up, look up at your left hand. The back needs to be flat, the chest needs to be open. Breathe in as you come back to center. So you're standing to all feet apart, arms out to the side. Breathe out, take your left arm down to your left leg, looking up at your right hand. Have the left knee bent. Breathe in as you come back to center. Arms outstretched, once more each side. Breathing out, take the right arm down to the right leg. If you're comfortable, keep the leg straight. Breathe in as you come back to center. Breathe out as you go to the other side. Breathe in as you come back to center and breathe out. Lower your arms down and come back to the mountain pose. Just going to practice a gentle back stretch. So breathe in as you clasp your hands together behind the back and look up just enough to open the chest and feel a gentle stretch from the base of the spine to the top of the neck. You should not feel the weight of the head. And breathe out, coming back to center. Keep the hands clasped behind the back. Keep the tailbone tucked under. Gently tone the abdominal muscles. Breathe in, open the chest, looking up, opening the shoulders. A gentle stretch. Breathe out. Breathe in as you tuck the tailbone under and tone the abdominal muscles and release your arms. We're going to practice a forward bend. So you need to turn and face the wall and be far enough away from it so that you can bend forward and stretch the whole of your body so that it is parallel to the floor. So breathe in as you take both arms up. And breathe out as you stretch forward, placing your hands on the wall. Have the knees bent and be sure that the back is parallel to the floor. And hold and breathe in through the nose and out through the nose. And be aware of the whole length of your spine, from the base of the spine to the top of the neck. Your back should be flat enough to place a cup of tea or coffee on it. And then breathe in as you come up to standing. Place your buttocks against the wall, bend the knees and just stretch forward just to release the back. Slowly come up to standing. And take yourself back into the mountain pose. And we're going to practice some movements for labour. Some of these movements we will practice to Francis's music. And this is the same music that you can also use in labour. So place your hands on your hips. And then breathe in as you take the body forwards. And breathe out as you take the body back. Just inhaling as you rock forwards, exhaling as you rock back. And when you exhale, be sure to sigh your breath out. Get a slow, steady rhythm. Inhale and sigh your breath out. From side to side, so breathing in and sigh your breath out as you go to one side. Breathe in as you come back to center. Sigh your breath out as you go to the other side. Just working in your own time. Breath, movement, contraction, working together. Begin to rotate the hips round, in through the nose, sighing your breath out as you go round to one side. Breathing in, sighing your breath out as you go to the other side. Breath, movement, contraction, working together. it's using a chair. So place your hands on the chair, and you can either be in an upright position or you can stretch the body. And we're going to take the hips back and forth from side to side and all the way around, and just working in your own time, breath, movement, contraction, working together. In labour, you might find that you want to make some sounds. So it's really important that any sounds you make are useful ones. High-pitched sounds and screaming are not useful. But there's various sounds you can make which are useful. Humming and ah sounds in the first stage of labour are very useful for some women. And some women also find deep sounds in the second stage of labour very useful as well. So we're going to practice some humming. So just working on those three movements, we're going to go. Just working in your own time. Sound, movement, contraction, working together. Sound, movement, contraction, working together. When you practice these movements using a chair, you can have a birthing partner sitting in the chair facing you, and that can be very helpful. If you turn and place your hands on the wall, you can fold your arms or have your arms stretched out, whichever is comfortable for you. And again, practicing those three movements, and we're going to make an ah sound this time. So working in your own time. Movement, contraction, working together. Sound, movement, contraction, working together. And again, you can have a partner facing you while you are facing the wall, so he or she can have their back against the wall. Make sure that their knees are bent. And you can place your hands gently on their shoulders. Sound or breath, movement, contraction, working together. And then take yourself into a kneeling position. So use your pillow for support and kneel so that you are leaning against the chair, and you can either be quite high up or you can stretch the body out more. Experiment with both and practice those three main positions again, rocking back and forth from side to side and rotating the hips round. Just working in your own time, working with the breath or with sound. Experiment with sound. Find the sounds that suit you. And if you're not comfortable with sound, be aware that you may want to use it in labour. And again, you can practice this movement with a birthing partner sitting on the chair. It can be really supportive. Just working in your own time. Breath, movement, contraction, working together. Sound, movement, contraction working together. This is your birth, your baby, your labour. Every birth a one-off creative experience. And let the next one be the last. And still in the kneeling position against the chair, just fold your arms and place them on the chair. And then just stretch forwards, using the chair for support. And make sure you're in a comfortable position. You can either have the buttocks on the heels, or you can be in a more upright position. Whichever it is, let it be comfortable. And just let your breath be slow and steady and even. And you can either breathe in through the nose or out through the nose. Or you can breathe in through the nose and sigh your breath out. Your breath is slow and steady and even. Be aware of your baby, safe, comfortable, secure inside. And this concludes the second session. Thank you very much. Take yourself into a comfortable lying or seated position and just breathe out through the nose and just begin to breathe in through the nose and out through the nose. And your breath is slow and steady and even, and you are safe, comfortable, secure inside. This is your time. Just enjoy having time to yourself. Letting go of the whole of your body. Letting go of toes and heels. ankles and calves, knees and thighs, letting go of both of your legs, letting them sink away from you. Letting go of both of your arms, fingers and thumbs, wrists and forearms, elbows and upper arms, shoulder joints. Letting go of both arms and both legs. Letting go of all four limbs. Letting go of the buttocks and the back, the left side of the back and the right side, the left shoulder blade and the right shoulder blade. Letting go of the whole of your back, letting it sink away from you. You are safe, you are comfortable, you are secure inside. This is your time. Just enjoy having time to yourself. And let go of the muscles of the back and sides of the neck, the muscles of the scalp, the whole of the face, the lines that furrow up the forehead, the eyes and eyelids and eyelashes, the nose and mouth, the chin is loose, the tongue rests gently on the bottom of your mouth, the tip against the back of the front bottom teeth. And letting go of the front of your neck, from the tip of your chin to your collarbones. And be aware of your chest, your tummy, your abdominal area. Notice which part of your body moves with your breath. Letting go of the whole of your body. Letting it sink away from you. You are safe, you are comfortable, you are secure inside. This is your time. Just enjoy having time to yourself. And experience your body is heavy. Ever so heavy, really experience that sense of heaviness. And then let go of that experience. And then experience your body as light as a feather, as if floating on a cloud. And then let go of that experience. And then experience your body as warm and feel that warmth in the abdominal area and let it spread to all four limbs. And let that stay with you. You are safe. You are comfortable. You are secure. Inside. And take your awareness to the space in front of the closed eyes. and I'd like to mention certain scenes in turn and focus your attention on each one momentarily and then let go of it. A tree as it gently sways in the wind. The point where the sky and the sea meet, the different shades of blue. Warming your hands in front of a log fire. A pyramid, a red sun as it sets, a single flower in a vase, a bright star in a night sky. Yourself in the seated or lying position. A candle gently burning. A wide river as it slowly moves. And stay with that wide river. Find yourself sitting on a grassy bank next to the river, your back against a tree. And be aware of the softness of the grass as you sit there. Be aware of the type of tree you are leaning against. And as you sit there, you can hear the sound of the birds. And as you breathe in, the air is sweet and fresh. And just watch the river as it moves. And be aware of its sense of energy, its sense of stillness. And see the two meeting each other, forming a wholeness. Just for a few minutes, be there. Watching the river as it moves. And you are safe. You are comfortable. You are secure inside. This is your time. Just enjoy having time to yourself. Let yourself go. Let yourself be taken care of. And just be there. Thank you. sitting on the grassy bank with your back against the tree. Take something of it away with you. Something special, specific, significant for you. Just begin to think about movement without actually moving. And gently move fingers and thumbs, toes and heels. Move the hands from the wrists, the toes and heels from the ankles. And take your arms up and over your head and have a really good stretch, feeling all your positive life and energy. And lie or sit there for as long as is comfortable for you. Thank you.